The Nine Little Goblins
by James Whitcomb Riley.
They all climbed up on a high board fence, nine little goblins with green glass eyes, nine little goblins that had no sense and couldn't tell coppers from cold mince pies. And they all climbed up in the fence and sat, and I asked them what they were staring at. And the first one said, as he scratched his head with a queer little arm that reached out of his ear and rasped his claws and his hair so red, "This is what this little arm is for." And he scratched and stared. The next one said, "How on earth do you scratch your head?" And he laughed like the screech of a rusty hinge, laughed and laughed till his face grew black. And when he choked with a final twinge of his stifling laughter, he thumped his back with a fist that grew in the end of his tail till the breath came back to his lips so pale. And the third little goblin leered round at me, and there were no lids on his eyes at all. And he clucked one eye, and he says he, "What is the style of your socks this fall?" And he clapped his heels, and I sighed to see that he had hands where his feet should be. Then a bald-faced goblin, gray and grim, bowed his head, and I saw him slip his eyebrows off as I looked at him and paced them over his upper lip. And then he moaned in remorseful pain, "Would I me brows again?" And then the whole of the goblin band rocked on the fence top to and fro, and clung in a long row, hand in hand, singing the songs that they used to know, singing the songs that their grandsires sung in the goo-goo days of the goblin tongue. And ever they kept their green glass eyes fixed on me with a stony stare, till my own grew glazed with a dread surmise, and my hat whooped up on my lifted hair, and I felt the heart in my breast snap too, as you've heard the lid of a snuff-box do. And they sang, "You're asleep, there is no board fence, and never a goblin with green glass eyes. 'Tis only a vision the mind invents after a supper of cold mince pies. And you're doomed to dream this way," they said, "and you shan't wake up till you're clean plumb dead."
End of poem. Recording by Val Grimm.